So my name is Xander Knox, and I am 18 years old. Today's date is 04/29/2022, and I'm speaking with Ms. Hornstra, who is one of my friends and also the front office lady. So, well, that's how I know her, at least. So, and we're recording this interview in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, first question, what would you say you feel most grateful for in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I had a great family growing up. I had three older sisters, so I was the baby of the family.
Spoiled rotten. My mommy's the same thing with an older brother and an older sister.
Yeah.
So we
enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, grateful now for my family that I have. My son is going to be 25.
Nice.
And my daughter's graduating from UC this year.
Awesome.
We're going to be empty nesters.
Great. So next question is, what would, like, if you had to say, what is your favorite movie and why would you pick that one?
Oh, goodness. So I'm a lot older than most parents. So this goes way back. It's a movie called Funny Girl, which is a musical with Barbara Streisand. Probably one of her early movies. Gotcha. And it's special to me, and I've probably watched it 100 times because it was the first movie I saw in a theater with my mom.
Oh, wow. There you go.
With my mom.
That's awesome. Okay.
That's special.
Nice. What was your dream job like when you were older? What did you want to be when you were older?
An artist? Yeah.
And do you, like, doodle, like, in your free time?
I doodle. If you ever go to my desk, you'll see I pick up the phone, I pick up my pen.
Now, is it just, like, drawing, or did you like to make stuff?
I did watercolor painting. That was one of my favorite things.
Gotcha. Did you ever do, like, sculpting or anything? Or
No.
Like that. I always like to draw, but like I would always feel a lot better if I just traced it over my like computer, because I was like, okay, mine are terrible, so I'm just gonna put a piece of paper up against the computer and just trace it. All right. So how long have you worked for like West Claremont, like this district?
This is going to be my 18th year.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I started at Brantner Elementary.
Okay.
In the office. Then I was a health aide for about 10 years.
Okay.
And wanted to get out of that health aide part of it. And then moved into the secretary part.
I don't know. I feel like I'd always be scared to be like a health aide. I wouldn't get sick.
It's harder. It's getting harder because there's so many restrictions.
Yeah.
And there's so many kids that like have diabetes now and all that stuff that you really have to be cautious.
Well, see, I know you as always being so nice and sweet to me, so I feel like every student that went into the nurse's office, you would just send them home because you felt bad.
I did.
Right. Even the ones that you could easily tell that were faking, and so you were like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Well, and that's funny because now the seniors this year are some of the kids I had when they were in elementary. And the parents say, oh, yeah, they'd go to Miss Hornstra and give their little look and they'd go home.
A little pouty face.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song, if you had to say?
Oh, goodness. I don't think I have a favorite song.
Favorite song? Would you say a favorite genre, like country,
rap? My favorite, again, I'm older, is James Taylor.
Okay, I'm not really sure.
Who is a more folky rock kind of guy from the 70s.
Gotcha. I was about to laugh so hard if you said Tupac. I don't know why. I was gonna start cracking up laughing.
Yeah, no, I probably don't even know.
I typed that question and I was like, if she says Tupac and Biggie, I'm gonna laugh so hard. All right. So if you had like one wish, what would it be? Like one wish to do anything.
To do anything?
Or have anything.
As a mom, I mean, I know it's sappy and it's typical, but I just want my kids to be happy and succeed.
There you go. That's probably what my mom would wish, too.
And just because Kathleen's graduating tomorrow, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking. Yeah. She's graduating tomorrow.
Tomorrow from UC.
She's walking down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we'll be down at UC tomorrow.
Yeah, I still have nerves in my stomach thinking about graduating, here.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Are you from here? And if not, like, what state?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Born and raised, and I met my husband. I was in sales.
Okay.
And I came down here to call on his company, which was Gibson Greetings. Mm-hmm. At the time, big greeting card company down here.
Gotcha.
And we kind of flirted and did that bit, kind of little thing.
Yep, yep.
And then dated long distance for a year.
There you go.
And then I moved here.
Made it work. Look at that.
Yep. And now 26 years later, here we are.
Now, how do you feel like living in Ohio? Because there's like not much to do at all. So,
I know. Yeah. So I like Ohio for raising children.
Yeah.
But Chicago's my home. Yeah. Like I would, if I could afford it, because it's a very expensive place now.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I probably would go back.
Do you guys ever, like, visit there or anything?
Yeah,
like...
I have one of my sisters still live there.
Okay, nice, nice.
Yeah,
you guys go
so
stay there for a little
to
bit.
See, yeah.
Okay,
to
nice,
see
nice.
Them. Yeah.
That's awesome. What is your dream vacation? If you could say. Like, where would you want to go?
You know...
Free vacation.
Free vacation, wherever I wanted. I'd probably go back to Hawaii. Like, I'm not...
Go back to Hawaii? Okay,
yeah,
so you've already been to Hawaii.
I have been to Hawaii.
Okay, nice, nice.
And I used to travel overseas for my job before kids. So I did the China, the Taiwan, Taipei, that Asian part of the country for 4 or 5 years. So I kind of had my fill of overseas travel, even though I know there's great places.
Yeah.
I'm happy to stay within the States, and I think there's a lot we haven't seen within the States.
Yeah. My dad's always, like, been kind of weird about, like, going anywhere out of the country just because he's like, I don't really, like, feel comfortable just because I don't speak, like, a different language, so I would not know what they're, like, saying, like, what's going on. Like,
right, right.
So, who are you most inspired by, if you would have to say? Be anyone, like, from a movie, mother,
no,
father?
No, I think my mom. My mom passed away at 90.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
5 years ago.
Sorry to hear
and
that.
We were very close.
Gotcha.
She was a really cool lady. And I think I'm a pretty good mom, and I think that's where I got it.
Yeah. Well, judging by the previous answers, I would say you're a pretty good mom too. I would have to say. When you're not working, where do you go and like what do you like to do for fun?
We're pretty homebodies.
Homebodies.
We live in a home with a swimming pool.
Oh, okay, nice.
So summertime, we're outside.
Yep.
You guys all the time. Yeah.
So you guys don't have to leave, really.
No.
You guys have something to do.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And like, what part of like area? Like, are you
we're in Mount Carmel, so you
Mount
know
Carmel.
Where
okay.
Child Focus is.
Yeah.
Our subdivision is right behind that.
Okay, so. I gotcha. So it's like, you kind of live near. Nick Gares, is it? Like by the barn?
Kind of.
By the barn?
Yeah.
That's where I used to play baseball at and stuff and practice.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
I got gotcha. You.
Kind of around the corner.
We're over on like that way of Mammalia. It's a new neighborhood called Twin Gates.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of new-ish, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's right across the street from Bristol Lake. So that's more popular.
So
of
are
one,
you
so.
The only one? Are you?
I'm an only child.
You are?
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, my mom actually... my birthday was yesterday, 2 days ago, sorry.
Oh, cool.
And so my mom, every single birthday, she comes in my room and tells me and, like, starts crying because she passed away whenever she had me of a little heart issue. So so they had to bring the shockers, and I guess. So she, every morning is a big, every birthday
every
morning
birthday
for me is,
cool.
is like, you know, a little birthday for her because that's when they brought her back. So that's, yep.
Wow.
Yep. So it's a pretty nice day, so.
Yeah.
In school, what would you say your favorite subject was?
Art.
Art, pretty much.
I was not a very studious. It's funny because I struggled with math.
Okay.
But then when I graduated, I went into purchasing.
Okay.
So I worked with,
gotcha.
I was a
so
buyer
you're...
for, so I like did all this math stuff and then traveled, so.
But you're never doing like the school version of math,
yeah.
but like versus the real world.
Exactly.
Real world. Okay,
yes,
I gotcha.
Exactly.
Yep, yep. I never understood like. Why do we need to know what X versus Y, B?
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
I don't either.
I'm like, can I just buy something without worrying about a letter? Like, but
I have to agree.
Yep, yep. What's your favorite color versus the favorite color that you wear?
Ooh.
You know what I mean by that? What would you, like, wear, you know? And then versus, like, what would you, like, what would you say your favorite color is?
I wear black, gray,
black,
jeans,
gray. Yep.
The whole deal.
Yep, yep, same.
But I'm kind of a rusty, orangey, fallish color person.
Okay, I got you. So you love mornings, like when the sun's rising. Okay, you like like when it's orange and like I got you. Did you ever paint that?
I do. In fact, I have a painting hanging that was I painted for my mom.
Okay.
And I have now we have it in our house. Yeah, gotcha, it's a, like a setting sun with a boat on the water.
Oh, nice, nice. All right, so. And did you play any sports in high school?
No.
No, no sports?
No.
Did you play an instrument?
No, but I was in the choir.
You were in the choir? Yes. Okay. And
yeah. We didn't have show choirs and stuff.
So choirs singing? Yeah. So it was just, okay, nice,
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
And is it like group singing so it's not as scary as like solo singing? Is
yeah.
That, like it's not as nerve-wracking?
Yeah, like I went to the play last night and you could tell as the play proceeded and went through, the girls got better and better. Because first they were like real nervous.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Now is that like... When you're up there, like, are you, like, worried about messing up? And then if you do mess up, you're just like, I have, like, 20 more people doing the same thing as me, so I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay, scary. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It always is. I think.
Me, I would probably just mouth it. Like, I would probably just, like, you know what I mean? Like, just open my mouth. Like, but, yep, I'm singing. Did you go to college? And if so, what college did you go to?
I did Northern Illinois University.
Okay.
So again, gotcha, Chicago gotcha. Area. Mm-hmm. That's about 40 minutes from home.
Mm-hmm.
So not, you know, gotcha. Far, but not too bad. And I got my degree in marketing.
Okay.
And then I minored in art just because I knew it's hard to get a job in the art.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, I already asked that. What's your favorite sport to watch?
Ooh.
If you would say, like, what do you watch with your...
I think football.
Football?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were really excited this year when the Bengals
yeah.
made it. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think I would be alive when
to
Bengals,
see that?
To see that, yeah, because my dad was like, wow, dude, you're
lucky.
So he bought a, like, football, and now, like a game football from the Super Bowl, which was pretty expensive, and he
really?
Told me not to tell my mom about. So
oh, cool.
He bought that, oh, and then funny. When they lost, he was like... Well, that sucks. He was like, well, that's awesome. But
well,
he was like, it'll
was,
still be worth it.
I don't know if you know, but in my prime young 20s, the Chicago Bears were the Super Bowl that I lived.
Okay.
They had back-to-back championships.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about Mike Brown? Because we did a little...
I don't know.
Yeah, we did a little interview on him
did
with
you?
A student named Matt Mullen. You probably know who he is. He's been here for a little bit, went to middle school with me. But he sits next to me, and we did like a little, like one of these podcast things, actually, on Mike Brown and talking about how he is not the best. So I actually had to ask my grandpa for some of the questions.
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't really know much about him. I just knew that he was preaching.
And so what? How did he feel?
He could not stand him.
Really?
Yeah. His opinion was he's cheap, he's lousy, he's more of a businessman than his father, Mr. Football. Yeah. So he's extremely disappointed in him. So.
Interesting.
Do you have a favorite fast food restaurant?
I don't know. Probably go-to would be Taco Bell.
Go-to would be Taco Bell. Okay. That's my all-time favorite. Now, what do you order from Taco Bell?
Well, it used to be the Burrito Supreme.
Is it?
But now I like
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Things.
Oh, you like the?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. My order is pretty big. So yours is probably comes out to be like $4. Mine's like $14. So mine's six chicken chipotle melts.
Six.
Oh, they're about that big, but they're pretty long. And then one chicken quesadilla. And then I have to get the two chipotle sauces in little cups so I can dip it because I love the chipotle. I'm obsessed with it. But my mom tried to buy some for me in the store, the Taco Bell brand.
How is it? No.
It didn't taste anything like it.
Really?
It tastes nothing like the little cups I get. I'm like, what do they do different? Like,
why?
It's the same color. Like, no clue. But, no, Taco Bell would definitely be my favorite. I was really disappointed, though, because you remember a student named Chase Cambrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
So one night in summer, he was driving me around. We were hungry, and he was like, let's get Taco Bell, dude. And I was like, all right, cool. And I hated Taco Bell. Like,
really?
My go-to was McDonald's, Burger King, anything but Taco Bell.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to order there. So he took me there. He was like, here, try a mini chicken quesadilla. They were only $1. And they're pretty big. So I was like impressed by it. Like I was like, okay, $1 for that. I was like, that's fine with me. So I tried one of them. I fell in love instantly. So literally for all of, not last summer, but the summer before, I would get nothing but mini chicken quesadillas. Yeah. And all my money, mini chicken quesadillas.
Wow.
Yep. So when they took them away, actually,
I was gonna say,
me and Chase were like, dude, they got rid of them. I was like, yeah, I know. It kind of sucks. But
because they do that. They get rid of change-up stuff.
Yep. Yep. It was extremely disappointing. Now, okay, so now you're walking into a gas station, right?
Okay.
What is your go-to snack?
Nachos.
With cheese?
Yeah.
And salt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Now, do I heard some people get, like, jalapenos on those. Like, I've seen some people get, do you like jalapenos, like, spicy food at all, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, me too.
Not crazy.
I gotcha. I love spicy food. Yeah. So, for my birthday, my mom asked me to go anywhere. I told her I wanted B-dubs so I could try the new spicy boneless buffalo wings.
Oh.
And so we all went to B-dubs, and I'm just like, everyone's all like eating like, so my family's like kind of like, you know, I guess you could say proper,
right,
and mannerful. Yeah. Me, I'm just like just digging into my wings. Like I'm devouring them.
And so it was worth it.
Oh, it was so worth it. It was so good. We probably go to B-dubs 2 times in 1 week.
Really?
Me and my friends. Yeah, we probably go out and eat at B-dubs. Yeah.
Because Kathleen, who's at UC,
mm-hmm,
Thursdays is B-dubs night. Because isn't there a deal or something?
Yep, very cheap. So Tuesdays and Thursdays they have. Yep. Oh, trust me, I already know that. Yep.
So they went last night and she was sad because she thought this will probably be the last night they do the Thursday night B-dubs.
Here's an understatement. I need to stop eating out because they know me at Burger King. They know me at Taco Bell. My mom was in the car. And I pulled up, and I was like, oh, what's his name? Brian. And I pulled up, and he was like, hey, how's it going, Xander? I was like, what's up, Brian? She was like, they know you here? I'm like, oh, I'm a regular. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
Oh,
I'm like,
jeez.
I can't stop it. Like, I knew
so
I was going
to
do it.
So what's a Burger King go to?
Oh, Burger King for me? Have you seen the new Whopper Melts at all?
No.
Okay, so it's like some sort of bread. It looks like sandwich bread. Right?
Sourdough, maybe.
Sourdough. Yep, okay. Sourdough. Yep, that's what it is. And it's got cheese, onions. I'm not a huge fan of onions, but I'll eat it with this because it just goes with it. And juicy burger, and it's just a Whopper melt. That's what they call it. They're about $4. I'll get two of them. So I'll spend, yeah. So I'll get two of them. I'm getting, it's bad.
Do you work out when we're not in football and stuff? Okay.
So, I actually had a membership at Planet Fitness.
Oh.
And me and Mateo, you remember Mateo. Mm-hmm. Before he moved to Florida, that was my all-time workout buddy. So any time that we were bored, whether it was like 3 a.m. or 1 p.m. or like any time, we didn't really have a planned schedule. We would just go there, do the same workout, the Arnold Schwarzenegger workout that he memorized because he has a little gym in his basement. So I never understood why he paid for one. But no, we would always go work out there before he moved to Florida. But sad. He will actually be coming into town for my birthday party, which is this weekend.
Oh, cool.
So he'll be here today, actually, at 3 p.m. So, yeah, he's flying down for my birthday, which is pretty cool. So, no, but, I'll work out at Planet Fitness. And then I actually just recently quit my job there. So now I kind of had to find, like, a new place to work out at because it was awkward. Oh. But I wanted to get a Beachmont Racquetball Club membership. So my mom got me that for my birthday, and she's paying for it.
Fun.
So that's pretty sweet. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Sam,
right?
Nice Sam went that. He enjoyed that.
Yeah. So they got, like, a pool and basketball court, which I love the basketball court because it'll give me practice before this men's league that we joined. So I actually picked up Chase for it, too, because he's, like, 21 years old now. So, And what would be your favorite pop?
I don't. If I had to diet Pepsi.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So like that goes with all.
I've cut that out.
That goes with all. it's either Baja Blast. Or Dr. Pepper. Yeah. But like I tried to avoid it. But like if I'm eating like a dinner, like that's pretty decently healthy, you know. Yeah. Like I'll have to have a Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
But no, I try to like stay away from. Like all like junk, I guess. Unless I'm like driving around in my Jeep and I'm just like, what looks good? I'm like, I actually, believe it or not, the most embarrassing I would say thing that I've ever done would be in the summer. I went to Burger King and Taco Bell in the same, like, yeah, the same time. I was craving a Whopper, and I was craving my chicken Chipotle melts. Yeah, no, I was, yep. So I went to both of those fast food restaurants. I came home with two bags. My mom is looking at me like I'm crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, yeah, no, but that's it. So.